Picture this. It is a Friday afternoon. Your buddy calls and asks if you can fly him and his family to the lake house this weekend. You check the weather. It looks great. You check the airplane. It is available. You open your logbook, count back 90 days, and you see 3 landings. You're legal. You pick up the family Saturday morning, everyone climbs in, you fire up the engine, and somewhere in the back of your mind, a little voice says, "Wait. Did those landings count for tonight? We are flying home after dark." I'm pattern on traffic pattern part of radio hangar, and that little voice is exactly what we are going to talk about today. Shout out to our friends at aviationsoul.com. They make challenge coins for every step of the journey. Got your first solo? There's a coin for that. Private pilot, instrument, commercial? They have got you covered. A great way to mark the milestones that matter. aviationsoul.com, Federal Aviation Regulation 6157. If you are a student pilot, your instructor has probably mentioned it in passing. If you are a certificated pilot who flies occasionally, this regulation is the thing standing between you and your passengers on any given weekend. Most pilots know the surface-level version of the rule. Far fewer understand the details that can catch them sideways. Let us walk through this together. The basic idea behind 61.57 is what the Federal Aviation Administration calls recent flight experience. The FAA's regulation exists because flying is a perishable skill. Every flight instructor will tell you that if you walked away from the airplane for 4 months and then tried to carry passengers, there would be a gap between where your skills were and where they need to be. The regulation is the FAA's minimum floor for that gap. Here is the core requirement to act as pilot in command of an aircraft carrying passengers. You must have made at least 3 takeoffs and 3 landings within the preceding 90 calendar days, and the landings must be in an aircraft of the same category, class, and type, if a type rating is required, category and class. Let us make sure those are clear. Category means the broadest grouping. Airplane, rotorcraft, glider, lighter than air. If you are a certificated airplane pilot, you need your 3 landings in an airplane, not a helicopter. Class narrows it down. Single engine land, multi-engine land, single engine sea. If you're flying a single engine land airplane, your 3 landings need to be in a single engine land airplane. Touch and goes in a float plane do not count toward your single engine land currency. Type rating comes into play on the heavy iron. Transport category aircraft. Aircraft over 12,500 pounds certificated before 1997, and certain others. Most of the pilots listening to traffic pattern are flying single-engine land airplanes and do not need a type rating. But it is worth knowing the rule applies if you ever step up. So 3 takeoffs, 3 landings, 90 days. That is the rule for carrying passengers during the day. Notice I said during the day, because the rule changes at night. And this is where a lot of pilots are flying with a gap in their understanding they do not know they have. 61.457, paragraph B, covers night currency specifically, and the requirement is different in 2 important ways. First, the takeoffs and landings have to occur during a specific window. The regulation defines night as the period beginning 1 hour after sunset and ending 1 hour before sunrise. That is the legal definition of night for currency purposes. Not when it gets dark. Not when you turn on your landing light. 1 hour after sunset. Second, and this is the part that catches people, the landings must be to a full stop. Say that again? To a full stop during the day. A touch and go counts as a landing for currency purposes. You roll out, advance the throttle, lift off again. 3 of those and you have satisfied the daytime passenger currency rule. At night, a touch and go does not count. Not for passenger currency. The regulation specifically requires full stop landings. You have to roll out, slow to taxi speed, clear the runway. That is what satisfies the night currency requirement. Here is something I wish someone had told me when I was training. A lot of student pilots build most of their pattern work doing touch and goes. It is efficient. You can do 6 or 8 circuits in an hour, but every single one of those needs to be evaluated against what it is actually counting toward. If you do 6 touch and goes at sunset, before the clock rolls past 1 hour after sunset, you have built great day currency. The moment you extend that practice session into the legal night window and you're still doing touch and goes, those reps are not building your night passenger currency. They are great for skill building. They are not logging against 61.57B. Here is why that matters practically. You're at the airport on a Thursday evening doing a proficiency session. You do 3 touch and goes in the daylight. You stay for 2 more in the dusk. None of those were full stops at night. You close up the airplane feeling sharp and current. The following Saturday afternoon, your friend asks to ride along that evening, back after dark. Are you current for that flight? Let us count. In the last 90 days, you need 3 full-stop night landings within the 1 hour after sunset to 1 hour before sunrise window. If your Thursday session and your last several flights were all touch and goes, you may have 0 qualifying night landings on the books. You are current for day passengers. You are not current for night passengers. That is a real gap, and it is one you have to catch before the family loads up. Now let us add one more layer. Tailwheel airplanes. If you're flying a conventional gear aircraft, the rule tightens even for daytime passenger currency. For tailwheel, the landings required under 61.57 must be full-stop landings. During the day, touch-and-goes in a tailwheel do not satisfy passenger currency. The reason is practical. Tailwheel aircraft have different ground handling characteristics. The tendency to ground loop is real, especially in the rollout phase. A touch-and-go never fully tests your ability to control the airplane through a complete landing rollout. The FAA requires you to demonstrate that full deceleration and control through the complete sequence. So if you are a tailwheel pilot, your currency tracking needs 2 separate lists: full-stop day landings in the tailwheel for day passengers, full-stop night landings for night passengers. Touch-and-goes can be part of your skill maintenance. They are not checking the box on 6157. Let us talk about what happens when your currency lapses. This is an area where there is genuine confusion among newer pilots. If your 90-day window has passed and you have not made the required landings, you are not current to carry passengers. That is it, not current. But here is what you can still do. You can still fly the airplane. The currency requirement under 61.57 is specifically about carrying passengers. A certificated pilot with a valid medical flying solo is not violating 6157 by operating an aircraft when their passenger currency has lapsed. Think of it this way: the regulation is there to protect the people sitting in the right seat and the back seats. It imposes a minimum recent experience threshold before you can put other people at risk. It does not ground you as a solo pilot. So if you have been away from the airplane for 5 months and you want to go fly a solo proficiency session, grab some touch and goes, get your feel back, that is allowed. You are just not allowed to take passengers until you have logged the required landings to get current again. And that leads to an important practical point. If you have been away from flying long enough that your confidence is shaky, do not solo right back into passenger carrying the moment you log your third landing. The regulation sets a minimum. Your personal minimum should be higher. Get a flight review with a certified flight instructor, or CFI. Get some dual instruction. Make sure your skills are genuinely back before you add complexity. Speaking of flight reviews, 6157 is a different regulation from 61.56. These are 2 separate requirements that pilots sometimes blur together. 6156 is the biennial flight review. Every 24 calendar months, you need to complete a flight review with a CFI or pass a check ride or some equivalent proficiency event. That review certifies that your overall knowledge and skills are up to standard. 6157 is the recent experience requirement. 90 days, 3 takeoffs, 3 landings. That is the rolling currency check specifically about recency. You need both. A valid flight review does not substitute for recent landing currency. Recent landing currency does not substitute for a flight review. They run on separate clocks and they satisfy separate regulatory requirements. Here is a scenario that brings this to life for students preparing for the private pilot check ride. The Airman Certification Standards for Private Pilot expect you to understand the regulatory requirements that apply to your certificate and your operations. The examiner is going to look for your ability to determine whether a pilot is legal to carry passengers. That means you need to be fluent in the day versus night distinction. You need to know about full stops for tailwheel. You need to know where to find the rule and how to apply it. A sample question you might get in an oral is something like this. A pilot holds a private pilot certificate with an airplane single engine land rating. They have not flown in 6 months. Last week, they flew solo and did 3 touch and goes at night during the legal night window. Tonight, they want to take their spouse on a flight that will include flying after sunset. Are they current? The answer is no. 3 touch and goes at night do not satisfy 6157B. The landings must be full stop. That pilot is not current for night passenger operations. Here is a second version. Same pilot, same 6-month gap. Last week, they did 4 full stop landings in the legal night window. Tonight, they want to take their spouse on an evening flight. Are they current? Yes. 4 full stop night landings within the preceding 90 days, all within the legal night window, satisfies the night passenger currency requirement. They are legal. The examiner is looking for you to know the distinction cold. Day currency and night currency are not the same requirement. The full stop rule for night is not a minor footnote. It is the rule. Let us talk about practical currency management, because this is where the regulation becomes useful in your actual flying life.
The 90-day clock is rolling. It does not reset on a calendar date. Every qualifying landing you log pushes the clock forward from that day. So if you fly on January 1st and log 3 full stop landings, your currency runs through approximately April 1st. If you log another 3 landings on March 15th, your clock now runs through approximately June 15th. The practical strategy is to think in terms of what you're building toward. If you know you want to be current for night passenger flights in December, you need to get full stop night landings in October or November. If your recent flights have all been daytime touch and goes, the clock on your night currency may be ticking down without you noticing. Log your flights carefully. Note whether each landing was full stop or touch and go. Note whether it occurred during legal night. That is the data you need to audit your own currency. A lot of pilots keep a simple note inside their logbook cover day. Passengers good through, blank. Night passengers good through, blank. You update those lines every time you fly, takes 10 seconds. Saves you from the Friday afternoon surprise call scenario I opened with. One more thing worth knowing. There is no grace period in 6157. There is no provision that says if you're close to current, you can carry passengers anyway. Either you have the 3 takeoffs and landings within the preceding 90 days, or you do not. If your 91st day arrives and you have not logged the landings, that is it. You need to go fly solo and get current before passengers are allowed back on board. The good news is that recurrency is simple. You go fly, you log the required takeoffs and landings. If you are rebuilding night currency, you go to the airport in the evening and do 3 full stop landings in the legal night window. Nobody needs to sign off on this, there's no certificate event. You just go fly and document it correctly in your logbook. That is what makes 6157 a pilot-managed requirement. The FAA set the minimum. You track whether you meet it. Your logbook is the evidence. The responsibility is yours. Here is something I genuinely respect about this regulation. It is not arbitrary. 3 takeoffs and landings in 90 days is a low bar. Honestly, the bar is there to filter out truly rusty pilots, not to be a challenge. If 3 landings in 90 days feels hard to achieve, that itself is a signal that you should probably be doing more flying before carrying passengers anyway. The real lesson inside 6157 is not just about meeting the minimum. It is about staying honest with yourself about your recency and your skill. The regulation gives you a framework. Your judgment fills in everything above that framework. The pilots who fly most safely are not the ones who hit exactly 3 landings on day 89. They are the ones who fly regularly, track their currency honestly, and treat the regulation as a floor, not a ceiling. This segment draws from Title 14 of the Code of Federal Regulations, Part 61, and the Private Pilot Airman Certification Standards published by the FAA. Find us at radiohanger.com. I'm Pattern. Keep the logbook honest, know your clocks, and I will see you next time.